Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth, like the rest of us, keeping an eye out to see who is going to be Donald Trump's running mate. Scott, good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be back, Loman. Thank you.
I will mention, most folks who are listening to us, Scott, are probably hearing us on Saturday or Sunday, and we did record the show on Thursday, so it's possible Donald might have made his announcement by the time folks hear this, but nonetheless, we're going to talk about some of the potentials, and potentially we won't have an announcement until the Republican National Convention gets underway on Monday. But your thoughts on who the leading contenders are here to be Donald Trump's running mate in 2024?
Bottom line is that these Republicans have a deep, deep bench on people that could do the position. We've seen it all the way back to 2016 when we had 17 candidates running for president. And obviously, it was a smaller number with Trump and Ramaswamy and others that ran here for the 2024 nomination. Trump blew them all away. He became the presumptive nominee really right after Iowa. And he's got a long list of people that I think, number one, could serve as VP or also serve in an important role in the cabinet. Right at the top of the list, it seems like there's momentum behind Senator J.D. Vance from Ohio. Trump was asked about some comments that, oh, he doesn't like guys with beards. And this week when he did an interview with Fox, he said, well, you know, J.D. Vance has sort of a young Abraham Lincoln look to him. And I think that's a big compliment because everybody that knows Trump, he views himself in the same sort of status as people like Abraham Lincoln. And so for him to pass along a compliment like that to J.D. Vance, I think is telling. I would certainly put him right near the top of the list. Governor Burgum from North Dakota continues to sort of be somebody that's talked about. And Burgum also has experience on energy and commerce issues. I think he could find himself in the cabinet, even if he's not selected as the running mate. He's been a big surrogate, helped raise money for the president. And, you know, I think that Trump has the mutual respect sort of for the so-called billionaires club. Then you look at others, and you got Governor Youngkin in the Commonwealth of Virginia here. Youngkin is, again, somebody that could expand the electoral map and bring another state into play for Trump. Trump wants to win big to avoid the rig. And Governor Youngkin has a lot of respect from the business community. He's been an excellent governor, and I think he's somebody that should be considered. You can keep moving down the list. They did a big rally this week in Miami, and he was toying with Marco Rubio a little bit. I think Senator Rubio would be an excellent Secretary of State in the Trump cabinet. If he selects somebody from Florida, you have the constitutional issue where the state's electors can't support somebody and vote for them at the Electoral College if they're from the same state. So you would need to see some sort of a residency resolution there between Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. Same thing goes for rising stars like Byron Donalds, who also is from Florida. And I think it's a good problem to have, but ultimately those guys could find themselves in really important cabinet positions, supporting the president's agenda and helping build upon the electoral mandate that we are trying to grow right now heading into November 5th.
And less than 4 months to the election, it's far better for all the speculation to be about who's going to be your running mate than whether or not your presumptive nominee is stable enough to stay on the ticket. So Republicans appear to be in a really good place here with the Republican National Convention set to get underway in Milwaukee here on Monday. How important is that convention for messaging for Republicans, given the current chaos surrounding Joe Biden and all the issues that are out there? Are we going to actually get back to talking about the economy and illegal immigration and those sorts of things?
Well, messaging is incredibly important. We've seen it in the past, how the Democrats have sort of run circles around the Republicans. And right now, the Biden administration, the Capitol Hill Democrats, they are all taking incoming from the press corps as it relates to the competency of President Biden. And you've seen the press secretary get a little combative with the press corps over there in the White House. You've also seen Hollywood begin to turn its back on President Biden. George Clooney wrote a major editorial for the New York Times this week where he called on Biden to do the right thing to save democracy and step aside. And here he is 3 weeks earlier hosting a historic fundraiser alongside Barack Obama for Joe Biden. And so you got people like him and John Lovitz and other Democrats on the Hill that are starting to say, we really need a new nominee, and does take a lot of the attention away from what President Trump and the Republicans want to do. So to be able to reclaim that with a positive agenda and really showing and demonstrating competency from not only Trump, but our deep Republican bench during this convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which also I think is really important because Wisconsin is a swing state. It's going to be a lot of fun. And conventions are typically pretty fun. I think when you compare this Republican convention with what the Democrats are going to have in roughly 6 weeks, you're going to see a stark contrast in terms of an aging, dying party like the Democrats have, and then compared with a lot of youth and excitement that the America First message brings over on the Republican side.
It certainly is going to be very fascinating over the next 6 or 7 weeks with both the party national conventions taking place, all the drama surrounding President Biden and the Republican vice presidential pick. We will track all of this over the coming weeks with Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. And Scott, a few words, please, about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. It's a group that's united in the idea of economic freedom, opportunity, and liberty. You can check us out at clubforgrowth.org and learn more about what we're up to help save our economy.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Loman.